more like it. Unlike Carl, I had me some coffee this morning. Can you tell?
I can tell.
Okay, good. Great. I get the mic first, yay. And I'm going to talk about how the policy process helped move our workforce and training initiative forward. So, and I don't have any disclosures.
I don't have any disclosures.
Yeah. Great. So the network, we've been around since 2003, and we were created by a bunch of health educators and their organizations from around the Chicagoland area. And our mission is to support and facilitate the progress of community health workers and the diverse communities they serve through group education, provision of information and resources, health promotion, and disease prevention. So currently, we are made up of over 500 CHWs and stakeholders from across the state of Illinois. So some of our people are in this room, so if you have worked with the network, just give a wave. Wave your hand. Yay! Our supporters. And I don't know if you all knew, but Wandy Hernandez was one of the founders of the network. Yeah. Interesting fact, right? So, to the policy process. We have been doing forums and focus groups and surveys since 2007. And so just trying to figure out what would advancing the community health worker workforce look like for the state of Illinois. And we explored policy options from other states. We ended up developing key policy questions for Illinois based on data from the forums, the focus groups, and so on. We drafted those key points, the network drafted key points and created fact sheets. We met with policy advisors, state legislators, state entities regarding CHW legislation, emailed, called, and visited our state legislators to get their support and their vote for the legislation. We collaborated with others to help spread the word about our bill number was House Bill 5412. And I've listed these other organizations because a trip to Springfield from Chicago is about a 3-hour commute, and oftentimes, money is tight. And so we ended up partnering with other organizations around across the state and getting in on their calls because they ended up supporting our calls. And so, for a trip that probably would have cost me maybe $100 or $150 to go down there, like we got free transportation, free food, which is important for me. And we just had more voices, more soldiers to help us get our word out. And most of the time, the causes that we were tackling onto were something that were near and dear to community health workers and the communities that they served anyway. So that was an important factor there. And then we constantly communicated with our network members through email blasts, action alerts, phone calls, visits, and so forth. So here we are, some pictures, proof, right? Just us talking to some of our legislators, and this, the biggest picture there with Wandy and myself, that is State Representative Robin Gable, who kind of reminds me of Gail Hirsch. Are you guys related? but she was a champion for us. She was our House Representative sponsor for the legislation, and just an awesome person that helped us get the people that we needed, pointed us in the right direction, advised us on, language and things of that sort, helped us find our Senate sponsor, and just really helped us get our ducks in a row. And then those are just other pictures of us talking to legislators. And the first legislator that I went to see was my own legislator, right? And that's me and Wandy. And the little girl there, that's my niece. Why do I have my niece with me at the state capitol? Why do you think? Because she's going to be voting soon, right? She needed to be engaged and activated in this process now, so she understands now the importance of it. And she got to see democracy at work. Although she was like, oh, TT, why am I here? What is this? Like, I mean, just tripping out, right? But I still definitely engaged her, made her see her own state rep and stuff like that. And I took my other niece on another trip, and they were treated like celebrities. Legislators love children. That was an extra point for me. That was like accent, right? So, those are some pictures. And so here we are, perseverance and collaboration phase. This is us on our day of signing. Governor Quinn did a signing at one of our organizations that works with us, Sinai Urban Health Institute. And so these are our celebratory pictures with some of our partners and the governor. And it was just a wonderful time. Yay. So, yeah, that's worth an applause, because for me, you know, although the process happened very quickly once we got those meetings with our state rep, but it was a journey. Like, we had been working on this since 2007. So I told Governor Quinn that day, it was like, wow, the baby is born, you know, so now what, you know. But anyway, moving on to our curriculum. So that legislation, what it did was it established a standard definition for community health workers, which was adopted through the American Public Health Association, CHW section. Yay, promoting that. And then it also listed some core competencies and skills, and it established an advisory board that will have the charge of taking a look at further issues and matters related to community health workers. So certification, reimbursement, and just other issues around that. And to God be the glory, I was actually selected to be one of those members of that advisory board. So God is good. But then what that also helped to do was to help people to see, what is a community health worker? What type of things are they bringing to the table? Because when I was talking to employers, they're like, no, we don't have community health workers. Then I said, well, they may do this, they may do this, they may be calling, oh, yeah, we call them an outreach worker, or we call them a this, or we call them that. So through all of that, simultaneously working on all these things together, we did end up having our meeting and getting a curriculum that was once already established through one of our community colleges, and it just never, you know, moved on. So we were in these meetings through some other partners, UIC Seed Group. You heard from them yesterday about the HEAL curriculum. They had a group, and we all got together and with some of those members. And South Suburban College, Dean Waddy was one of the champions that decided to take the ball and get it going at South Suburban College. So we got everything approved and happy to announce that classes started this fall at South Suburban College, and a class started at our community college. But however, community health workers have opportunities to get trained in Illinois, and that is what is most important. That had not happened before. So, on that note, I will pass the mic to Vanessa.
Thank you, Leticia. Well, good morning. I, unlike Leticia, have not had my coffee this morning, but I'm going to try and keep it upbeat for you all. Unfortunately, Dr. Brenda Gray, from the Executive Director of the Milwaukee Area Health Education Center, could not be with us today. So this presentation is developed based on information that I had from during my tenure at Milwaukee AHEC, which ended in March of this year. So to add any additional color or current information, I am inviting my colleagues from United Voices to add some contemporary conversation around what's going on in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, particularly during the question and answer session. So just to give you a little bit of information about the Wisconsin CHW Alliance, it was formed in 2012 out of a best practices conference for CHWs, and those CHWs said we need to have a statewide movement. And so in order to move the interest around educational development, workforce development, increasing opportunities for CHWs in the state of Wisconsin, WCHWA, Wisconsin CHW Alliance, was born. Milwaukee AHEC serves as its fiscal agent, and WCHWA is comprised of CHWs and multi-sectoral allies who work on action committees to move the mission and vision of WCHWA forward. So what are the objectives of WCHWA? to develop a standardized competency-based curriculum to educate CHWs in Wisconsin, to provide an educational pathway, career ladders, and peer network for CHWs, establish professional standards for CHWs that define their role in clinical and community care systems, to create a sustainable employment market incorporating CHWs into the healthcare and human services workforce, and to demonstrate that trained CHWs are effective and that a CHW's time is billable and reimbursable, i.e. it is a valuable service. Now, the two that I'm going to concentrate on during the course of this presentation are the two highlighted in red regarding educational pathways, career ladders, and employment market. So in terms of strategies that Wichita and Milwaukee AHEC used around education and workforce, again, these objectives are education and workforce development. So number one was to engage academic partners such as the University of Wisconsin-Zilber School of Public Health, Milwaukee Area Technical College, and other educational institutions via Wichita to be actually part of the planning process at the table, working with CHWs to really look at what the educational options were and to make sure that they were developed to be suitable for community health workers. Number two was to utilize health profession opportunity grant funding, which I'll talk about a little bit further later on in the presentation, to provide CHW training to low-income, unemployed, or incumbent workers, also TANF recipients in the Milwaukee metro area, to advocate for CHWs by working with employer partners to train incumbent workers and or to hire or promote graduates of Milwaukee AHEC CHW training programs, and to provide segment-appropriate training for CHWs, CHW supervisors, and health and human service leaders. And number four is really, really important and near and dear to my heart. And we've had colleagues who are standard bearers from across the country actually come out and provide this training, including Carl Rush, Joanne Calista, and their colleague to provide CHW supervisor training, and our colleagues from SUHI, Jamie Campbell, Melissa Gutierrez, and their colleagues to provide the education for organizational decision makers. So Wichita, again, is comprised of action committees. We were at one time called subcommittees, but we decided there's nothing sub about the work that we do. We are action-oriented. We're here to move this agenda forward, so we are action committees. So the action committees are public support and awareness, and out of that work in February of this year, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett actually proclaimed a Wichita Day or CHW Day citywide, which was a great honor for us. Curriculum training and peer network launched the peer network LinkedIn on social media just last month, so glad to hear that's up and running. Research and evaluation is ongoing, and community and clinical linkages are developing a CHW toolbox for supervisors. So the Health Professions and Opportunities Grant is authorized through the ACA, and the funding actually comes through the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services through the Office of Family Assistance. The HPAW grant is not something that's specific to CHWs. CHWs was that category was added on later on in the Milwaukee area, and Milwaukee AHEC was not the lead grantee. We are a sub-grantee, or they were a sub-grantee for the HPAW grant. And the main grantee was the Milwaukee Area Workforce Investment Board, who brought together various different community partners, including Milwaukee AHEC, including the YWCA and its training arm called Health Training Institute, or HTI. So how this grant actually worked with community health workers is that there were career coaches who were working essentially to make sure that CHWs who were receiving training and after they had received training continued to be workforce ready, had soft skills, which they many of them already possessed anyway, but really just making sure that they were ready to be engaged in the workforce. And then to complement that was an employer engagement strategy utilizing employment engagement specialists that really went out to the employers to ask them what their needs were, to help them understand the value of CHWs and the value that CHWs would bring to their organizations, and looking at whether they would hire individuals who had been trained through our program or to utilize incumbent workers who could be cross-trained as a CHW. I'm just going to breeze through the next couple of slides. These really look at long-term job projections in Illinois, Wisconsin, and nationally. And the reason why I'm highlighting this is because this is what both Leticia and I and all of you in the room are working towards, to see these numbers increase in terms of projected job openings. Also, in terms of wages, you know, the wages are decent, but they could be better if we engage employers and really help them understand the value of CHWs and really help them to develop a pipeline or a form of advancements for CHWs once they are engaged in organizations, that they do have the ability to move up into supervisory or training roles should they choose those options. These are just some local resources, both to Chicago and Illinois. And again, I want to give a shout out to United Voices, who has been working collaboratively and also developing a wonderful organization and mechanism. And should there be opportunities at the end of our time here for Q&A, I do invite them to actually participate in the conversation about what's going on currently in Wisconsin and in the Milwaukee area. And I do also have a DVD of theirs that, time permitting, we may be able to show snippets of later on. So with that, I will close my presentation, and I thank you for listening today.
Thank you.
And, Leticia reminded me, this is part of our closing remarks here. Our closing remarks include that CHWs must be involved to create a unified voice. Building relationships and strategic collaborations are key to advancing the CHW workforce. Of course, never give up. Be resilient. Be perseverant. Keep moving forward. Don't be afraid or intimidated by politics, people with degrees or systems. Don't let those be barriers to you. Look at the challenges as opportunities. So setting up meetings with your local and state legislators, introducing yourselves to them and letting them know what it is that you do as a CHW. And here's another celebratory photo of Governor Quinn, Juan V. Lorraine, where are you, Lorraine? Myself and other fabulous CHWs celebrating on July 31st when the House Bill 5412 was signed into law. So again, thank you very much for your time this morning.